Rokan Show, 720 WGN right here. About an hour ago, I sat down with acting Chicago Police Superintendent Charlie Beck. And there was news breaking right at that moment that the two police officers who were shot, who shot an unarmed man at the Grand Avenue Red Line station, have now been relieved of their police duties. Here's his reaction.
Well, you know, that, of course, the investigation is just begun on that, and there's a lot more to be done, and I want to make sure that's a caveat on everything I say. But my initial review of the shooting and the reports that and video that I saw from detectives lead me to believe that, at least on his face, it's a very substandard shooting. Because of that, I'm going to leave the officers of their police powers pending the outcome of the investigation.
And then that gets handled by the civilian police board?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. The remainder of the, well, it, I mean, it gets handled on two tracks. The civilian police board handles the administrative piece of the investigation. But then, you know, we are working with the state attorney and the FBI on the criminal side of it.
Got it. One other story, too, that's been capturing the attention of Chicago is this killing outside of Richard's Bar. And a lot of people are asking, I'm asking specifically, how it is that when the now suspect in that case was apprehended by the brother of the victim, arrested by your guys, taken into custody for 48 hours, how did he get cut loose for that period of time? I know he's now back in custody, but can you take us through what goes on there?
Well, absolutely. You know, you have to have a case put together in a very, very short amount of time when somebody's in custody within 48 hours so that the state's attorney can charge the case. And there were some holes in the case that needed to be filled, and the state's attorney asked us to do some additional investigation. But while that was going on, the subject was released. And then, you know, there was some work between the detectives and the attorney to get him back into custody. But he's in custody now, and the case is proceeding. You know, I think that once in a while, and it certainly isn't always the case, but there is just more investigation that needs to be done before you can get a case together within 48 hours.
Okay,
and that's just the reality of the system.
I understand. Let's get to the more broad issues here. Obviously, you know, you've stepped into this job, been here a couple of months. It's an interim position. You've got new eyes on the problem, and that's one of the things I'd love to pick your brain on. What do you see here that maybe we have been missing thus far?
Well, I think that I think I see a number of things, and I'll start with some really good things. You have a really good police department in that it has good people that are dedicated to Chicago, that want to do the right thing. By and large, obviously, there's those that fall short of that, but we can deal with that as long as the vast majority are hardworking people that believe in quality law enforcement. So that you have that, and we also have some really good technology, and you know the CPD has worked very hard with the city to put these technology centers together in almost all of the districts and in all of the areas to make good use of the cameras throughout Chicago and the ShotSpotter network. And I have to tell you, there's been, you know, since I've been here, there's been some amazingly good police work done. You know, we have far too many cases, I will say that, but the cases that we do have, the detectives and patrol officers work diligently on and have turned some really big cases around in a very short amount of time with positive results. And so I think those are some good things. We've been hampered by our structure for a number of years. You know, the structure, the organizational structure of CPD is very old school policing with some siloed compartments that don't reflect community policing. In other words, there are detective functions that aren't tied to geography. And you know, I want to do what I can to tie as many of those things to geography. But I truly believe that the vast majority of policing is very local. And you know, the better you know the police in your neighborhoods, you can work with them, and the better the quality of the product and the more tied to neighborhoods cops feel. So I think that that's really important. And so we've done that. We're in progress of doing that.
All right. On the other side, Charlie Beck will discuss with us what can be done to stop the downtown crime that is not just plaguing the residents, but also scaring the tourists. We'll talk about that on the other side with Acting Police Superintendent Charlie Beck. But first, here's Kim Gordon. All right, we're talking to Charlie Beck, and we're talking about the police department and how he is. Charlie Beck, of course, is the interim Chicago Police Superintendent. And it's interesting. We talked to him about an hour ago, and it's interesting that he was able to look at the city of Chicago and policing here in a very different way. He comes from Los Angeles, and he's new eyes on this problem. And he immediately got here, and he decided he needed to restructure how the police detectives and other police white shirts, as they're called, some of the commanders, are distributed throughout the city.
It's not only so much where they sit, it's who they report to, because many of them sat in fairly close geography. Of course, there was only three areas, and now we're going to go to five in April. And some of those detectives will still be in the areas because it's going to take a little bit of time to move them down into the district. But the difference, the big difference, is that who they report to. And they're going to report to those area deputy chiefs and the district commanders who have geographic responsibility instead of to the chief of detectives who has citywide responsibility and is not as, he can't possibly be as tied to the various communities of Chicago because if they have the whole city that they're responsible to. So it is, it's really about making, given the all the authority for investigations from the 911 call response, to the final prosecution, to those districts and areas, so that they have the complete package of policing to deliver to those communities that hold them responsible. You know, that when a community has a crime issue or a neighborhood issue or a policing issue, they go right to their district. That's what they look to, the district commander.
So
if you don't give that person the tools to come to a solution, then how can you hold them responsible?
That's interesting, because 20 years ago we did have five areas in Chicago, five policing areas, and
yes,
now and they went down to three, basically Central, North, and South. And was that too big, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think that I want them to spread it down into the 22 districts, because I think the closer you can put cops to their community, the better the quality of police, you know, and the more connection that they have to the community. Everybody, whenever I talk to people in Chicago, they say, well, you know, can we get the beat cops back? You know, we want to know who our police are. And one of the core things I believe in policing is that the more an area needs police, in other words, the more impacted they are by crime, the more they want to know who they are. Because they have a bond with them, and you don't want to go to another professional at random. You know, when you pick your doctor, you don't pick them at random, and you don't rotate them.
Yeah.
You want to go to the same person all the time. Your tax person, your barber, everybody. You want to go to the same person all the time. We all do, and that should be the way you think about your police department. I live in the 11th district. The 11th district cops are my cops. And that's what we're trying to create. And so there's a number of programs, not only the reorganization, but the district coordination officers, the DCO officers that we're going to spread throughout the department are going to be exactly that. They're going to be those beat cops that everybody knows, that they have contact ability through cell phones and email, and you can talk to them about your neighborhood problems. So they're not your 911 cops. They're your long-term quality of life issue cops, and they're going to be a huge boon to the community of Chicago. People are going to feel connected to their cops.
Acting Police Superintendent Charlie Beck, as we're talking to, right before I let you go, I want to ask you about downtown crime. Obviously, the business leaders, downtown Michigan Avenue, Gold Coast, those areas. Is there a change in the tactics because they realize that they're going to be able to find softer, more rich targets and be able to get out of the scene faster? I mean, that seems to be what the strategy is for the bad guys.
Well, and that's what we've seen in a couple of the stores, and certainly with a couple of the vehicle-related crimes. And so, you know, we are, and it isn't a lot of people that are doing these crimes. It, made some good progress in making arrests. You know, just since the vehicle hijacking task force started, they've made 19 arrests for vehicle hijacking, and that's only been 2 weeks. So they're making some big impact. You know, we're working with the stores, especially the high-end stores that have easily stolen goods on display, you know, to make the target tougher so that, mm-hmm. that it is not an easy pick, you know. So we want to make sure that we do all of that and then that we follow up relentlessly on this stuff. You know, this is certainly crimes that impact, you know, the broad majority of people that live in Chicago, CTA crimes or crimes at highly recognized retail venues. You know, we want to make sure those are safe. We're going to put the resources in there to make sure they're not.
You're going to go back to L.A. at some point here. And
at some point, I definitely am going to go back to L.A. although I do love Chicago. It's a great city.
Well, thank you for saying that. But I do know that Mrs. Beck is requesting to go back to L.A. We always hear that. So,
that's because it's very true.
So a year from the day you leave here, what would you hope would change or be better in the Chicago Police Department?
Well, I hope that, I believe that Chicago the people of Chicago and their police department feel more connected. You know, I think that's what's been lacking. You know, is that strong connection between the police department and its people, which I find kind of shocking, because the people of Chicago are very proud of their city. You know, I tell folks all the time, you know, if you ask a person who lives in Los Angeles where they're from, they'll say, I'm from Brentwood, or I'm from Tarzana, or I'm from, you know, they name the neighborhood that they live in, even though it's a part of the city of Los Angeles. But you ask somebody from any neighborhood in Chicago where they live, it's in Chicago, because they're proud of the city. So I want to be proud of the police department just like that. Right. And so we're trying to put things together so that happens. And, you know, I also want to see the department as well on its way to completing its requirements for the consent decree. You know, we're making progress on getting that set up so we'll succeed. You know, it's going to be tough. You know, we're not going to be certainly in full compliance in the immediate future, but the organization will be set up to get there, and I think that's really important.
Interesting couple of months for you. Thank you for doing what you've done here, because you stepped in a really difficult period of time. We've had outsiders and we've had insiders, and generally, I think, as you know, the outside police superintendents have come in. There's a squeeze on them, and it seems like the department reacted to you in a really, really positive way. So thank you for what you've done so far, and let's just hope that we find a good person and we're able to be more successful in the years to come.
Well, I think you will. You know, you have a great public safety mayor. She is totally invested in finding a good superintendent, and I know she will. You know, and I appreciate your comments. I feel very connected to not only Chicago but the cops in Chicago Police Department. You know, they've had a very tough time, and if I can help them to get on the right path to be what they want to be, and to be what Chicago wants them to be, then I will be consider myself successful.
Charlie Beck, Acting Police Superintendent, Chicago Police Department. Thank you so much for being with us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. That was Charlie Beck from about an hour ago. When we return after the news at the top of the hour, I must tell you this story. It does appear that the Wuhan virus might have just killed James Bond. We will explain exactly what that means. This to me is, of all the things that can happen, they've closed businesses and done all these crazy things, but this is one of the wackiest decisions I have seen Hollywood make. We'll talk about it on the other side.